The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Horse. Check it out. And of course, we don't have no other team member, but we still have T. Cliff with us.
And you know, I'm going to be here to the end. Ride till the wheels fall off, baby.
We in that dirty Hummer. We'll chop us inside.
Chop us with drums.
What's been up with you, man? It's been like 2 weeks, man. My phone been gone again, man. Hey, man, cause I'm struggling. We all struggling. But skip that. I ain't bringing the phone thing up no more. What's been up with you, man? I kind of miss you.
Oh, nothing. Just sitting here chilling, eating crackers. You know, no, we have our boy come through last week, Big Byreezy.
Byreen.
You know, he's up in New Orleans doing his thing. He came through for about four or five days last week.
And I didn't see him now.
Chilled out. Hey, he didn't even get out. He came up here to see Frank, but he didn't get a chance to see him. But I said while he was here, he was tired. I said, go ahead and get your rest on. You know, you got a couple of days off from work. You might as well go ahead and get them days. He got some days in when he fell asleep. Didn't even talk to his girl. He even cut her off a hiatus for a while.
Nah, man. You come to the D, man. Your boys are here, man. You're obligated. I don't care how much you've been working and tired. You obligated to come see you. See Dottie, at least. I guess he was obligated to only T Dot. Yes. I understand.
He was old crawler. You know, he was old crawler. Yeah. He was old crawler that the whole week because I was coming in and out of there. But yeah, that happened. And this week I had a little cold from Tuesday, and I'm just getting over it now, thank God. But it wasn't horrible, but, you know, when colds come, you don't like them at all.
Yeah.
So I had that. Got the flu shot, but other than that, just chilling. Like I said, eating crackers. What you been up to?
That's where you got the little minor cold from, that shot.
No, I got the after.
You got the shot after.
I got the shot after the cold.
You got the wrong kind of shot then, man. You supposed to get the shot.
No, I got the cold shot. Because Crawler was, the baby had a little sniffles. Then Crawler ended up having it. Then I ended up catching what Crawler had because my nose ended up running once I got back home. So I caught it from her. So then I got the flu shot after everything cleared up.
You supposed to get all your shots when you come from a baby. Because baby diseases are potent.
Yeah. That make you sick. Shoot. Make you sicker than a dog.
I was like when you get a puppy and you can't take it around other dogs because it catch parvos and all that stuff from other dogs.
Yeah.
Being around another baby or being around a baby. Well, you would catch parbabies, I guess is what it's called.
I can't afford to get sick. I'm sick enough.
But I had me a little sore throat that went on for quite some time. But
so you always had. You know that since I've known you.
Exactly. I don't know what the heck, man. You would think how many sore throats I had throughout my life that my body would be used to the sore throat pain and wouldn't feel it at all. But I get sore throats like... Sure, I get them like crazy, man. And it gets on my nerves, man, because it's like... It's now one of the worst feelings that... One of my worst feelings, because I don't like the sore throat feel, man. Your throat be all dry and scratchy, It make me sound like a man, which I don't. That's not really my thing.
I can't stand a stuffed nose.
That's
your nose constantly running, or when you can't sleep, or when your mouth is open, so your mouth is dried out because you're trying to breathe through your mouth, can't stand. That's why I say I can't afford to get sick.
You got the dog nose.
Exactly. Or you ever went to sleep before and the snot was like up your nose. If you turn over, it's going to pour out. And you're like, oh, shoot. I go get some tissue. I had that before. I can't stand it. I can't stand that.
Oh, man. That is funny. When you turn over, it does pour out like.
Exactly. I'd rather get kicked in my nuts than have that happen.
Well, no, you don't. Give me a cold, because I told you about the time me and LaCurie was wrestling, at my grandma's house. Oh, okay, look. Me and LaCurie was wrestling at my grandma's house, playing around, and I had a baby at the time. She was, I want to say, 2, 3.
Okay.
I want to say 2, 3. Maybe 4, but I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
But you know those Bratz dolls?
Yeah.
You know, they got ginormous heads.
Right.
So one Christmas, my pop decided to buy baby a deluxe Bratz doll, which means the head is like 50 times bigger than a regular Bratz doll.
Humongous.
So me and her the cure wrestling, playing around. So she wanted to join in. At least I would assume she wanted to join in, because the way she hurt me, I don't think she wanted to just join in. I think she wanted to just beat me. But anyway, she grabbed the Bratz doll, deluxe Bratz doll. Yeah, I got to put the emphasis on the deluxe so you can picture how big this head is on this Bratz doll. So deluxe Bratz doll by the ankles. She bent backwards like a U and came down on me hard. She went backwards.
What, like this?
Yeah, pretty much. If you was to do bend backwards and do like a backflip, backhand flip, like the cheerleaders be doing,
like this.
Yeah, all the way. No, she went. No,
I know. So I can't all the way back.
All the way. Then cop back and bullseye right on my nerves.
Ooh,
dude, I can tell you. Me and her was me and LaCurie was like, ha ha ha.
Why you smelt the rain,
man? That was like the worst pain I ever felt. That's worse than that ginormous boat that hold, you know, the nuts that hold boat hauls together. When I fell on one of those and it went through my knee, I would prefer that pain over what that Bratz doll did to me. And yes, it was bullseye. And like, I'll tell you like this. I was in pain, but it was, it sounds funny because I wasn't like controlling my cry. Like the tears were just rolling down by itself uncontrollably. Like I wasn't going like, I wasn't like that, but I was in pain and the tears were just like a faucet just got cut down, like uncontrollably coming down my face as if I was boohooing. Man, that was, yeah. So, until you felt something like that, you prefer a cold over the kick in the nuts.
Like,
hey,
like, daddy, you crying? No, shut up.
Dude, like, she was like maybe 2 or 3, and I wanted to put her on punishment so bad.
Like, you hit, though. You hit it. You get one free good one. One free good one.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was that was horrible.
You sit there and you with your throat hurting, you know, woman asks you for a kiss, you be like, oh, by the way, baby, my throat hurt.
That's why I put my tongue in your mouth and not yours in my mouth.
Exactly. Like, I forgot to tell you that.
Like, why you didn't tell me that? You know, I got work this week. I got to work. With
me too.
Me too.
Me too. Me too. Shoot, I can't even say two. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, man. So this is great, man. This is exactly what I want the show to happen. We just catching up on some old times. But not old times. Just catching up from the last 2 weeks. But we do have a show to do, which we are doing it the right way. But I try to keep it somewhat structured by being an actual talk show. So, you wanted to talk about Dragon Ball Z. And you know that is all me, yes. My brother.
Yes.
That's all. I know. Before you say it, I know we're both fans of Dragon Ball Z, but I think out of all of the Ran boys, we'll get to that later, the Ran boys, I think I am the most, like, fanboy of Dragon Ball there is out of us. I know everything. I know everything there is about the Dragon Ball universe. As you know, but just don't ask me about the creators and his life and how many times has the show aired. I don't care about that stuff. I do know the creator of the show, but I don't care how many times the show aired in Tokyo versus America. You know, I don't care about stuff like that. I care about, you want to know anything about the show as far as characters, as far as what happened to the story, who is this? I'm your guy. I'm like the encyclopedia of Dragon Ball. So, what is that you wanted to talk about, Dragon Ball?
Well, I wanted to say, because I heard, which I want to say, big ups, is that the show is already playing here.
What? I've been looking for that motherfucker. They
said, you know, Tony and Byron said they already playing the show here. So they already playing the show. They saw the movie. Byron saw the movie.
The Frieza. I haven't seen the Frieza one
yet. Yeah, Frieza one. Yeah, he told me about it. And I want to give big ups because now they're almost there. I think they're, I want to say, one level down from Broly. They're almost gods now. They're almost gods. So big ups to that for Goku and Vegeta. Almost got the green hair. So they're almost there.
Well, according to about that, Broly is not so strong as we thought he was.
He's been faking the whole time?
No, he hasn't been faking. It's just that Broly, at least, you know, they fought Broly 3 times.
Again?
But these were the movies, not actual storylines. Okay. But they fought Broly 3 times. The third time wasn't necessarily Broly. It was like a bio clone of Broly. So I guess I'm going to go with Broly 2 times. Mm-hmm. The second time they fought Broly, I did some research on this, and his power level was only like, I want to say, as strong as Gohan when he fought Perfect Cell after he went Super Saiyan 2. So Broly can't beat a Super Saiyan 2, because Broly wasn't a Super Saiyan 2. He was an Ultra Saiyan.
Wait a minute. So that means that's just after one.
Yeah, so they got Super Saiyan, Ultra Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 2.
Super Saiyan 2, right.
And then you got I think he was a little stronger than Gohan at the Gohan Super Saiyan 2 in the second time they fought him. First time, he was just as strong as Trunks in Vegeta, where Trunks, when he came out of the hyperbolic chamber, when he was fighting Cell,
right,
that was the first time they fought him.
Right.
So that's why he was able to dominate him the way he dominated him, because Broly was dominating the heck out of him. But
okay.
But
I learned that the hairs go different color.
Yeah, true. True. Due to the what level of Saiyan you are, Saiyan 1, 2, 3 are the same color. It's the in-between Saiyans levels that are, the color changes. Saiyan 1, 2, 3, yellow. Ultra Saiyan is like greenish. And we know Saiyan 4 is that red hair.
Also, yeah, I heard Tony was telling me they also go blue.
Yeah, I was going to say blue is Super Saiyan Ultra God Mode, some junk like that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a long title.
It's something Super Saiyan 3, Super Saiyan something. It's like that long and stupid.
Yeah.
But big ups, because the show, I want to catch the show.
Yeah,
I really
want
to catch the show. And I said that I think they taking place like right after.
They're taking place right after
the Boo saga, right?
Yeah, right after Boo.
Okay, yeah.
So, I didn't know it was America. I've been looking for it. I couldn't even find it on Japanese websites.
When I told them I was waiting for that, they were looking at me like, oh, that's already out. I'm like, what? Man, they were looking at me like, we already watched that. Y'all watched that?
What channel they say?
They didn't say.
Okay, it better not be freaking Disney. I'm going to be mad as heck if it's Disney.
I don't care if it is Disney. I want to see it.
I just want to see the show. I want to see it. Even if it is Disney, but I would hate the fact that Disney got Dragon Ball.
Man, they're buying up everything. Man, so
I can't stand this.
They even bought a Warner Brothers site. I know they got the frog.
You're like, oh no, brother. You got to get your own frog. You got to get your own.
I'm under the grill with me, brother.
So, man, yeah, I'm most definitely going to have to look that up now. I will be going to some net service after done with you.
Let me know. But, yeah, big ups to Dragon Ball Z. I also wanted to talk about, these is like for, you know, for the viewers out here and, you know, people that's listening, this question I'm going to ask you is, do you believe in prenups?
I know you're not asking me, but since the listeners, we're not doing a live show, I'm going to answer for me. No, I do not believe in prenups.
Why you don't believe in
it? I say if you're going to get a prenup, then... when you get a prenup I feel that you're already planning for the marriage not to go on. I think you already have plans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use the word plan, but I will say you already have doubts. There you go. You have doubts that the marriage is not going to make it already, and you. And if you sign that, but I don't want to
kind of an insult.
Well, I want to say, okay, if it's been brung up, I say it's an insult. Even if I got what I got and you got what you got. Me personally, if it was to ever be a divorce, I'm not saying that she won't do it because we already know how females are. Mm-hmm. But me personally, and if you know me like you think you know me, if it was a divorce, I don't want nothing you got. I don't want nothing you got. I will hope you will be a woman enough to not freaking have this so-called woman scorn bull crap and try to take me for more than what I'm worth. You know what I said? I mean,
everything you got.
Exactly. I mean, to me, that junk is just stupid. If you hurt, okay.
Me and my wife, we split up pretty good. We split everything right down the middle. I got the house, the car, the dog, the money, and she got the kids.
And I feel like this. Females who be signing this prenup.
Uh-huh.
Again, listeners, because I know you still not doing it, even after listening to my Speaking in General episode, but I'm only speaking in general, not to you. Okay.
Break that down.
Break that down. I think females who do be signing the prenup, I think they just don't want to be alone.
Or they do it like a faith trust thing.
They do it just because...
They see the happily ever end after.
Yeah, I think they just do it just because, hey, he got all this money. I ain't got too much of nothing. I don't want to be alone. I'll be living a good life for the most part. Right. You know?
He ain't going to leave me.
Yeah, he not going to leave me. He not going to cheat on me. He not going to do this. But even if he does cheat on me, I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere. So, what the heck anyway? I'll sign it, boo-boo.
I'll be the same way. Sure, I still ain't going. I'm broke. I'm broke. I ain't going nowhere. Like I said, look, I believe in the prenup thing. I believe it, but I'm going to tell you like this. That's why I think rich should marry rich. Poor should marry poor. But look, I'm going to tell you like this. I believe in the prenup thing, but if I marry a rich woman, she thought of that. I'm not signing that. No, because I'm not leaving the way I came in. I'm not leaving out broke. You giving me something. You keep the businesses, but you're going to be paying for something. Once you get used to the rich thing, I'm telling you, ain't nobody in the world going to want to go back to being poor.
Okay, we don't want to go back to being
I'm
poor.
Not going
but back. At the same time, I'm quite sure doing that marriage with somebody with, you know, financially set, and you came in as the not financially set person, I'm quite sure during the course of that marriage, since you were smart enough to get with somebody wealthy enough like that, I'm quite sure you smart enough to put something aside.
Yeah, like so, I said, shoot, she gave me a little bit of money, shoot, go get a car. I don't want the car. I'm just going to slide right here.
You know,
I'll still drive your car.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
And then you know what? I'm going to tell you. And that's why you got to have children with them. Because if I have children with a rich woman, I'm taking the kids and I'm getting child support. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, you saw just like one of them women that's exactly. Scoring women.
They do it with us.
Diary of a Mad Black T-Dot.
Exactly. They do it with us. About time. Because child support is a mug. They go down there and treat us. I was down there last week. I was down there in child support. Man, me and my mother went down there just to get a paper signed. We had to stand in this. I don't know, because I'm blind. My mama got in there and was like, oh, my God, it's packed in here. And when she said it was packed, I don't mean packed like an hour. I mean packed like 3 hours. 3 hours. I was so ready to get up out of there. But I was like, I can't leave because if I leave, we have to do this all over again.
Since you bring up the whole child support thing, I was going to say this for another whole episode. But since this got brought up and I will prefer to have a female come on and talk to us about this, but it got brung up. Y'all, are you through with the prenup?
Go ahead.
Because
I'm through with the prenup. I just want to know your take on that.
Yeah, that's my take. I don't believe in it. Yeah, I don't believe in it. But
I believe it so far as in that is real. But I won't.
Oh yeah, it's real. But I don't believe in the prenup agreement.
Signing it.
Yeah, signing it and being presented to me. Because I don't want what you got. All I want is, whenever we do, if we do break up, get a divorce or whatever, just give me this, just leave my station alone, and I'm getting one of these big screens. One of these HDs. That's all I want. The station, my station that I bought with my money, not our money at the time, my money.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be withdrawn. What you come in with before you got married, that's just supposed to be yours.
No, I don't, because the woman moved into the house, so the house was there before she got here, but she still ended up getting the house.
You know what? You're right. I didn't think about that.
So, no, it don't.
No, I'm going to bring that to the judge. Like, no, 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 no. It was just me there first. She moved in with me. It became ours after
we
got married.
I gave her the key.
Exactly.
I gave her.
Right. Shoot. Ain't one no landlord gave her a key. If anybody, I gave her the key. Shoot, but if I do leave, I'm taking the water heater. I brought it in here.
The water heater.
The curtains too. The tiles too. Take the tiles off the wall.
Man. I bought these screens for the window, so exactly. You got to prepare for flies.
Snap to be them flows up. you can have a house in there. All the
I just laid this tile 3 weeks ago, and I'm taking it back up.
You can keep that stinky dog too.
I never wanted them.
Right.
But, the whole child support thing. Me, I say child support is extortion out this world. Extortion. And here go another question for you listeners. Do you believe child support is extortion? Yes, I will say, and I'm not saying it because I was on child support, but I was on child support and I was with the baby's mama since baby one was here. See, and we married, and I still was on child support.
Yeah,
but
I see what you're saying.
But the thing about it is, what they were doing with me, it was just paying back medical. But they still, of course, it's still labeled under child support.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But still, I understand for them guys who are out there doing dirt by their kids, ain't there, doing whatever they do, but not supporting the kid, then you deserve the extortion that you're getting. But for the guy who are in the kid's life, whether you together or not, but you in the kid's life, you mind them this. I mean, you being there, you taking care of them as if you were still with the parent or with the mama, baby mama. And you on child support, and you still doing all that stuff, that's freaking extortion in my book.
See, the reason why they do child support, because the courts don't know if you're there. Of course, you can say that you're there. And, sometimes if the mother of the child is still cool with you, she'll stand up for you, but you're not there. But they do child support. Because even if it's the father not there or for the mother, because mother gets child support too, mm-hmm. It's because if you're not there, like, in the household, you're not there in the house, then you're at least going to give them something. You're just going to give them something. Because you can just say you take care of your child, but you way over here, but you never see a child. The least you can do is give them some money. That's why they do child support. I can understand it to that extent.
I can't understand it to that extent. I do hear what you're saying.
I'm what you said, but everybody doesn't do that.
Yeah.
That's why they just do it for everybody. They can't just pick out some people who they're going to do it to and some people they don't do it to. They just do it for everybody.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I don't. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with the kid or by the kid, either way.
Yeah, but the courts can't see that.
I know, but if you, I don't feel like I should give you money unless it's like I said, if I'm not able, like I'm at work or whatever and I can't really do nothing this week for the kid as far as going shopping with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And say maybe I work the weekend, like I could do it on the weekend or whatever. And maybe I couldn't do it this time on the weekend. I give you the money for the whatever that item I'm going to get for our kid. But me giving you money weekly for your household for that kid, no. I think that's extortion. I shouldn't have to give you money for your household with the kid. Because
you should. Kids help keeping a roof over their head. Self-keeping a roof over their head, self-keeping food on the table and clothes on their back.
But it's not.
I mean, they're going to abuse the money
the way they
want to, but that's what is there. When you give it to them, you put it in their, like, you give anybody money. Once you put it in their hand, they can do what they want with it.
No, but that's,
even not for that use.
But and that's exactly what I'm saying. It's not for to help take care of that roof over their head. It is for the head wherever the kid is. It's not for to help feed the kid wherever the kid is. It's to help feed them both, or feed them as if you got multiple kids. It's to help feed them. I ain't taking care of her no more. I'm not helping take care of her because that's what it is. I'm taking care of her. And the kid.
That's what she's going to use the money for.
No, that's not what she's using that money for.
It's called child support.
What they call friend of the court, no, dang on well, these moms ain't using the money to where it's supposed to be.
It's too bad it goes that way, but that's what it's for.
That's why I feel, just how we got to do receipts, I feel that whatever you get my child, when you get the child support money, I want to see every receipt that you're using it for.
That's good.
Every receipt that you're using it for, because if you're not using it for the kid, if you're not using it for the kid, then the court need to reduce or, matter of fact, penalize her.
I would do that.
Penalize her.
Bring up.
Because that's some BS. First of all, you got one kid. I shouldn't have to give you no freaking $1,000 a month to take care of a kid. That $1,000 a month is taking care of your house and every single bill up in that mud. Let alone, and on top of that, feeding both of you.
Well, that goes off of your income, how much you make. Everybody.
Still, it doesn't make a difference how much I make. I'm only taking care of my child, not my child and the child's mom. And I don't mean the household where the child stays at. Because if that's the case, the child can stay with me in my household.
That's what I feel. If I'm getting child support, just give me the child.
I mean, child support is so freaking extortion-like, in my opinion.
It's abused.
It's so abused. And
but then again, you know, a lot of child support won't be out if you just be with one person. That's also true. On us too.
True. Well,
some of us are dipping and dabbing so much, we leaving these kids out here and not taking care of them. So I can understand, but from both ways. But it's just messed up because people won't deal with their responsibility, and you know, you do things the right way, not the wrong way. We wouldn't be out here doing what we're doing now, dealing with all these problems now. Like some of these problems, we just cause on ourselves. So. It's only a certain way that people can handle it the best way they can. So the courts pick this way to deal with it, and then people can abuse it, find ways of getting around and abusing the money. I need more child support, and you know, then using it for their own use. I mean,
yeah.
You got ignorant fathers, and you got ignorant mothers. I mean, that's just the way the world is. Hey.
True, true, true. We can't do it the right way because then the world won't spin right.
Right, exactly. That's why I just said, shoot, the next kid I have, I'm not claiming none. Well, I don't know. You know that ain't mine.
I say
we all look like each other. That's what I'm going to say. We all look like each other.
I say the next kid I have, it ain't mine. I got neutered.
Got your ears. You got my ears. I got they ears over there.
See? They in my pocket. They in my pocket.
Exactly. Like, we all look like each other. Especially we all black. We all family.
Look how loose that neck is, Maury. We ain't got no loose necks in our family, Maury.
They kill me with that. Because the toes ain't the same. You going off some toes? Because my toes are spread apart. That baby toes is together.
I freaking hate that whole, the baby look like this person, the baby look like exactly. that person. Like, first of all, how the heck do you explain lookalikes? Because you know dang well you ain't sleep with Jordan. You know dang well you ain't sleep with Ice Cube. Explain you know, so explain a lookalike then.
Exactly. And that baby just came out. I've been going through a lot of changes. Maybe more like somebody in your family, her family, your family, you, her. It's more like that for a little bit. Unless your genes is like so strong that it's so potent that you can't deny it at all.
Potent.
I mean, that baby got to come out exact split like you. I mean, just come out same height as you. I mean, other than that, that's dumb.
And I think I heard that once on Maury. Like, Maury, man, that baby is not mad. I'm telling you, Maury, my genes are potent. All the kids I got 13 of them, and every last one of them look just like me.
Well,
and that baby don't look nothing like me because my genes is potent.
I'm like, you're going to have to understand. One of them going to beat you. One gene probably is going to be stronger than you.
You never heard of the generation skip theory, man?
Exactly. I'm like, you have to remember, you if your baby going to come out and that's going to be yours, then that means you must have done yourself. Well, you mixing DNA with another DNA, it might be one time or one chance that it might not come out looking like you. It might come out looking like the other. Matter of fact, it might come out looking like your sister.
Your potent DNA got defeated
that day.
But let's move on, man. Let's move on to this dream you said you had, man. Now, you ain't still talking about you controlling dreams, are you?
No. All this right, dream cool. right here was, this dream right here was on a serious tip because, you know, my brother going through some things and I was, you know, I'm a Christian man, so. Good one, Bob. You slay me, Will. Anyway, I was praying to God a couple months ago because, you know, I'm worried about my brother when he leaves, when he passed, him being somewhere else. It just touches me that he'll be somewhere else different. And, you know, it always bothered me. Will he be okay? Will he be okay? You know, and I went to God about it. And I had a dream yesterday, and it was so real that I have to say that the dream was more than me than just a dream. I think I actually, no, I'm not going to say I think. I know that I was in heaven yesterday. I mean, it was so real that I felt it when I woke up. I felt it. Now, this dream that I was at, well, I'm just going to call it a dream.
Premonition
that I was at. And I was only out for a little while because I was up 1 minute and I was out for a little while. Then I woke right back up. I was going down it was a hall. Now, I can't explain everything like how it looked and how it felt. I'm not gonna say how you watch it on TV and it was heaven like that, but the way where I felt was, it was so comfortable. I mean, the dream was so comfortable. It was like nothing I ever had before. It was so comfortable when I was going down. It was a baby angel right in front of me. Two angels that was introducing me around, and when I was looking at them, I liked what I saw. I like what I saw. I like the angels. And the baby angel looked at me and shook her finger, or shook their finger, and was like, no, no, no. And it was like saying, no, no, like, pay attention. You know, I pay attention. Mm-hmm. Stay focused. Stay focused. So I stayed focused. And at the end of the, at the end of the hall, nobody said nothing, but I knew I stood up because I was on my back. I was traveling on my back. I stood up and I knew that the tour was over, and I forgot what happened, but I know it was an angel, and she was saying she wanted to speak to me. She put her finger, said, I want to speak to you. And then they said, do you want to go in or do you want to speak? I said, I want to go in. So I went into this, it was like a waiting area. It was a waiting area, and they had booth, like table booths. Like when you know, like you go to McDonald's, they had like the long table booth. Mm-hmm. You go, it was four booths. It was a booth, and it had my friend Tony in it. And in the second one, I had Carla sitting there. And in the third one, I had Byron sitting there. But over here was Frank. So I went in and I sat down, and this angel, when I was sitting there, this angel, she kissed me on the lips, like a welcome. It was like a welcome. And she sat me down. I went over and sat by Frank, and it was on the table. It was like a dish with a pie crust in it, but it didn't have what filling had in it. It just had a pie crust just sitting there. Mm-hmm. So I talked and I turned to Frank and I told him I was happy that he was here, you know, up there, that I was happy that he was here. And he was saying the same thing to me. Then me and him bust out crying. And then that's when I woke up right there. And when I woke up, I had tears actually running down my face. I mean, they were running down my face. And
kind of like the brass baby incident.
Yeah. And I was sitting there and it was like so real. So, like, and it messed with me now because it happened to me yesterday. It happened to me yesterday. And like I said, I don't know if that was telling me that Frank was going to be all right where he's at. I guess that was telling me that. That's what I'm taking from it for right now. But, you know, God will reveal it to me because he always reveals something if you ask him. But that was so weird. That was the dream I wanted to tell. And I've been going around telling people that. I told my mom, you know, to let her know, you know, Frank's going to be all right. No matter what happens, because we don't know what's going to happen. Told Carla the same thing. My sister, I told her the same thing. So it's just, I hope it's something that I tell somebody to make someone feel comfortable. But that's, I guess you call that, that's my testimony. I'm going to talk to my, matter of fact, I want to talk to my bishop about it. He can probably do that or talk to me, interpret dreams somewhere. But okay. That's what I had.
Oh, yeah. Good. That sounds nice. I got two things.
Mm-hmm.
First one, I always thought the streets would be in purgatory with all the unbaptized babies. And second thing is, man, what the heck, man? I ain't making it to heaven.
Well, you're talking about, I didn't pick the dream. The dream was just that. And maybe I thought that because, you know, Tony, Byron, and Carl, we was hanging out last week. So that's what I kind of took from that. But I don't know nothing about it. I'm still questioning it. But all I know, it made me feel real comfortable, real comfortable. And I told you, it was so comfortable being there. I didn't want to come back. I'm not going to even lie. I did not want to come back. And they say that's how it is, because I remember I heard that before. It's so comfortable about that you're not going to want to come back. You're not. I mean, you don't have to worry about nothing. And it don't feel the same. It didn't feel the same like when you're down here on Earth and you're dealing with this. Even when you're happy down here on Earth, I think the whole different, that happiness is much different. It's not like a selfish happy up there. It's just that you, hey, if I'm up here, then I'm going to enjoy it. If that's what you believe in. Because I know you probably don't believe
it. Don't bring me up in this. That's probably why I wasn't up in there with you. No. But how am I supposed to follow up this, man? I think I'm bringing. We went from joyful to now. Oh, the streets people. That's what we call Frank the Streets. Mm-hmm. That's his name, his nickname. But oh, yeah, that sounds you know, even with my beliefs, man, I ain't knocking on nobody's beliefs, you know. I got my own beliefs, and everybody else got their own beliefs, and I never knock anybody beliefs, you know, and I don't even talk about my beliefs until somebody bring it up to me, you know.
I'm sitting here the whole time we talk, and I'm like, why do it smell like pineapples in here? I forgot I got this pineapple thing sitting right here. I'm like, it smells like pineapples in here.
But hey, that sounds good, man. That sounds like he is going to be okay.
And it's comforting for me. It's comforting for me. So
that's what we all need, some comfort, right? Because this is, nobody want to see anybody in the situation that we is as far as that part of our life. Mm-hmm. But you know, it happens, and it's now happening with us. But you say he gonna be all right.
And that's what I believe.
That's what you believe in.
I'm just gonna stand.
And I believe it too. Cause I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. But I'm quite sure we all be upset if he did.
I might as well just stay right here.
Yeah. Before we close out the show, I got two rap lyrics that I wanted to bring up. The first one I'm going to bring up is Jeezy. That song, I forget what it is. I forget the name of the song. Oh, shoot. I had it before we recorded.
It's a new one?
No, it's an old one. It's pretty old. But anyway, he said, like, my rooms got rooms. How stupid dumb be it? My rooms got rooms. And I'm like, Jeezy, those are closets, man. Your room don't got a room in it, you fetus. That's a closet.
Yeah, I think that's the song was on the tip. I know what song you're talking about. Rooms got rooms.
Rooms got rooms. Like, this man forgot what a closet is. Let me stay off that stuff, Jeezy. Oh, man, the other one I got from a listener. The listener sent in a video when it had some lyrics in it. And I got to say, I don't want to say his whole name because I don't know if he wants his whole name to be out there. So I'm going to say JS. JS, you know who you are. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for sending in his video. But the video is a bunch of white music. I'm sorry. I had to say it like that. But it's a bunch of white music. And on top of that, the lyrics that the video talked about and mentioned were some whack lyrics in themselves that they actually picked out in the song. But there's still some, I found like three ones that really stood out. But
three,
I'm gonna,
of them?
Yeah, three ones. Yeah, I forgot. I found three of them. Yes. Three ones. Hey, man, that's all. Isn't that integers or algebra or some junk like that?
I don't know.
Three ones to the second power.
I'm stuck on English.
Not even on the same subject. But this other one, this one that I'm going to bring out is from Hillary Duff. Now, this junk is funny as heck when I first heard this junk. And she said, if the lights are off, then it isn't on.
True.
Yes.
What? Or duh.
Duh. You got to say true in the 2 Chainz voice. If the lights are off, it isn't on. You know, like, you really put that in your song.
It's a lot of songs when you discover that.
Like, were you trying to be philosophical?
When you discover that, you're right.
Oh, wait a minute. Come here, guys. Come here. Look, watch this. Watch this. Watch when I flip the switch. You see the lights on? Watch when I flip the switch. See, they not on anymore.
You better go get a copyright.
Yes. You gotta patent that.
Patent that, right.
Patent that right there.
Exactly.
I thought that was hilarious. So, people, thanks for, again, for being patient with us in our tech problems and all that stuff. We gonna make it happen. We gonna get it right one day. Yeah. So, you got some ways to help us out? you know, write us an email at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. You know, write us a message. Tell us what we can do to get the show even better, because we told you what we need. If you want to come on the show, or if you just want to write about anything, it doesn't necessarily have to be about a topic that you heard on that particular show that you're listening to. It could be about whatever you want to write about, whatever you want to talk
about. Ask us a question.
Ask us a question. We will gladly answer it. Or even if you want to come on a show and ask a question in person, kind of.
Or you want to send a shout out to somebody else.
You know, just write it. WhatevertalkShow@gmail.com. Listen to us on Podomatic. It's just the home of Whatever Talk. We are also on SoundCloud. Not every episode is on SoundCloud. And now, not every episode is on Podomatic. But I do have every single show. And if you want to listen to a particular show, just write me. And I'll put it up for a limited time. And I'll get back at you saying, hurry up and go get while the getting is good. If you have any more stupid lyrics like JS has, you know, send it to me. You know, that was great, JS. Thanks for listening. Like I said before, thanks. And get back at us. You like Dragon Ball? Get at me with a Dragon Ball tournament. As far as anything you want to ask me, I bet you I know it. I know what? I'm willing to put money on it. I ain't going to say how much either.
$5. It'll be $5.
Nah, that's what T-Dot's saying. I'm not saying I ain't going to say amount.
$5? You can't afford $5?
Dude, if my phone off, I can't afford $5. What's yours is yours, right? And what's hers is, man, keep out. I don't want that bull crap anyway. Prenups.
I want the money.
Give me, you know, what you guys think about the prenups. And how do you guys feel about T-Dot's dream? You know, it sounded surreal. Well, it felt so real to him, and that's a homie of mine. If he believe that's where he's going to go, I believe that's where he's going to go. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say heaven, because right as of right now, my beliefs. But I do believe he is going to be taken care of by some being. On that note, until the next time we talk to y'all about whatever...
Whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, whatever talk.